ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। एक्टर चेंज्ड इन द ड्रामा इंस्टेड ऑफ ब्रिजमोहन बाई बीइंग प्रेजेंट हियर फॉर दिस क्लास। I, the soul, I am playing my part. Sweet drama. I have a question for you. Who loves more? Do you love Baba more? Or Baba loves you more? Is there anyone in the audience who would say, I love Baba more than Baba loves me? No one. We know that it is Baba's love that has brought us to this knowledge. It is Baba's love in different relationships is sustaining us, teaching us, and giving us all the attainments. So we know that how much Baba loves us. The sign of love is sustenance, to make us powerful, allow us to grow and progress. Some of us are in this knowledge for 8 years, 10 years, 40 years, no matter how many years. All of us have been receiving sustenance from Bap Dada for that many years. In fact, since Shiv Baba came into the body of Brahma, now it's going to be 88 years. So sustenance is being given by Sakar as well as Avyakt. And we have received so much from Baba, so much, that the soul feels like giving something in return to the love that I have received. Do you also have that feeling? Whatever number of years you have received the sustenance, do you feel that now I want to give something in return to Baba? Raise your hand, how many of you feel? Yes, all of us. It's true. Of course, we know that the amount of sustenance Baba has given us is so much that we cannot pay back to him no matter what we do. But still, we can do something from our heart to show us our gratitude to Baba. So this morning, I thought, as tomorrow Bap Dada will be coming to meet us in the corporeal form through Avyakt Bap Dada, so let us think of something in our heart that we can do in practical, individually, as a group together, to show our appreciation, to show our gratitude and thanks to Baba. One thing that comes to my mind when I think of giving the return is to know what is that Bob Dada likes very much and what Bob Dada don't like. In the Muralis, Baba has expressed very clearly, I cannot see this kind of habit or behavior in the children from time to time. So, giving the return is to know Baba's likes and dislikes and do only that Baba likes so that we can please his heart and we can win his heart and we can sit on his heart throne. See, in Hindi we say mohabbat and mehnat. Mohabbat means love. Mehnat means labor. So love and labor cannot go together. If you love, you cannot labor. If you labor for something, there is lack of love. So Baba has seen us laboring for 63 births. And now, in this birth, because of his love, he can't tolerate, he can't bear to see us laboring. So one of the ways to give the return for the love that he has given us is to make him free from thinking about us laboring. Of course, you have to make effort. No effort, no luck. But you don't need to labor. Because the yoga that we practice is called easy Raja Yoga, right? And so Baba has made things so easy, so why should we struggle? So let us make Baba free from this concern about us. So Baba, tomorrow when he comes, let him see all of us in the form of love. No labor. We tell Baba today itself, Baba, we will not labor anymore. We will fulfill your desire by making effort. And that also, not ordinary effort. Because Baba's wish is each one of us should become a kingly child. Raja Bacha. He doesn't want any one of us to become anything less. So in our own thoughts, we tell Baba, Baba, we will definitely become kingly child as you wish. And we will become free from labor, but we will definitely make intense effort and go fast and become first even though we have come last. That is what Baba says. There is still margin for those who come late. They don't need to become disheartened. You have lot of hope. Baba has lot of hope. Even those who have come late can become part of 108 rosary. So Baba's wish, Baba's vision for all of us is so elevated. To give return is to live according to his vision for me. So number one, all of us can do to give the return is to make ourselves free from labor and become an embodiment of love. See, when there is love, nothing is difficult. Everything is easy. The second thing that comes to my mind when I think of giving the return is very simple. Baba says, you challenge the world that we Brahma Kumaris and Kumars are going to make the world problem-free, stress-free, tension-free, anger-free. We challenge the world. So that means Baba's wish for us is each one of us become embodiment of solution, not embodiment of problem. So when each one of us become an embodiment of solution, that is giving return. I don't become a problem to anyone, and I am not scared of any problem. Problems, tests, circumstances will continue to come. You remember yesterday's blessing? Don't become disheartened. Don't lose courage. But keep the aim, I will become an embodiment of solution. So if Baba wants to show anybody in the world today what it means to be a solution for all problems, Baba should send them to me. So let us check ourselves so that we can present this news to Baba before Bab Dada comes tomorrow at Amrit Vela. Tomorrow you can tell Baba, Baba, from now, in return for the love that you have given me, all the teachings you have taught me, all the attainments you have given to me, I will definitely become an embodiment of solution. So just imagine if all of us become embodiment of solutions, so it will be golden age. What is Jivan Mukti? Jivan Mukti means no labor, no problem. So from today, anybody ask you, how are you? No problem. So make this lesson pakka this season before you return. No problem. Because I am the solution. So that is the second dharana we can practice in our life in order to give the return. And the third thing Baba keeps telling us, what he wants us to do in order to give the return, very simple in English, make a turn. To give return, make a turn, 180 degrees. What it means to make a turn, 108 degrees? It means to transform myself, especially transform my deep-rooted sanskara. See, we have transformed the consciousness of the body. We have transformed the consciousness of having attachment to bodily beings. But only thing we have not done to give the return to Baba is transforming my deep-rooted sanskara. And that is why the transformation of the world is waiting, is delayed. So if you want to fasten the speed of transformation of the world, you need to transform your deep-rooted sanskara. So that is the wish Baba has. Now, how can I do that? Now, first of all, I have to identify. See, we have three sets of sanskara within us. Original sanskara, eternal sanskara, acquired sanskara. So the easy way to transform the deep-rooted sanskara is to emerge my eternal original sanskara. The more you keep these two sanskaras emerged, the acquired sanskaras will automatically keep merging, and it will disappear. The second method, alternative method, is to create an attitude of unlimited disinterest. So this is something lacking now in Brahmin family. Attitude of unlimited disinterest. So once I identify my deep-rooted sanskara, let me create an attitude of unlimited disinterest so that I can renounce it for all time, not temporarily, permanently, so that I am totally changed. I become a new person. So in order to create that attitude of unlimited disinterest, just ask this question to yourself. You know, how much this particular sanskara of mine has created obstacles in my progress, in my relationship, in the yajna, in service? I don't want to do it anymore. I want to be Baba's right hand. I want to be Baba's helper. So when you create that attitude of unlimited disinterest, you will find that you are able to pull that sanskara away from the soul and replace it with original eternal sanskara. So Baba will be very happy tomorrow when you sit in front of Baba. So before that, you do some work on yourself today to remove that, creating an attitude of unlimited disinterest. And for next 24 hours, until you sit in front of Baba, let your original eternal sanskara remain emerged. So then you are able to meet Baba in equality. You know, when there is equals, the meeting is different. So then you are able to celebrate meeting with Baba with equality. So that is the third exercise you can do in order to give the return for what we have received from Baba. And number four, exercise that I can do with myself to make sure that I have gratitude. I am thankful to Baba for whatever he has done to me. So for that, I would suggest, you know, as many times as possible. I remember Dadi Janki said once, at least 100 times a day, say thanks to Baba from the heart. Shukriya Baba. Everything. Shukriya Baba. Thank you. So the more my heart, my attitude expresses the gratitude, my attitude is filled with gratitude for Baba, for what he has done, my heart will begin to overflow with his love. You experiment if you want. You know, once I remember one sister was talking to me and she said, "Sister, I don't know what is happening. I can't get love from Baba. I can't feel love from Baba at all anytime I sit in yoga. So what can I do?" I just told her simple method. Every night, you write a letter of gratitude for Baba. Just do that. Every night before you sleep, you just write a letter of gratitude and do that for 1 month. You know what? In 1 week, she came back telling me, "Sister, I got Baba online." Now Baba is showering me with so much love. I don't know where to keep that love. My heart is overflowing. You experiment. You know, anytime you feel you can't get connection with Baba, you can't get Baba online, you find it difficult, yoga is empty, just write an attitude of gratitude letter. You can see the magic happening in your heart. So because, of course, this thanks is not a word to tell Baba to give the return, but at least I can do something, you know. And lastly, one thing Baba wants us to become free from, even today also Baba said, you know, just become complete and perfect. As you came from the soul world, you go back, right? So Baba's wish is you should become equal to him. Angel. Incorporeal. Wiseless. Egoless. But first angel. So let me experiment myself. You know, while I'm here, being in the angelic stage, in the angelic form, invoking Bab Dada angel. So when I create that subtle form, subtle consciousness, subtle stage, I can experience Baba's presence all the time around myself. Because Baba wants each one of us to become like him. Now, Brahma Baba was also a human being like us, isn't it? But how did he become an angel? Because he practiced soul consciousness. He practiced God consciousness. He practiced elevated actions while in the soul conscious stage to such an extent he became a living angel. So I'm not going to go too much. Just 5 things I'm just sharing with you this morning, which each one of us can do before tomorrow Avyakt Bab Dada comes and show him that we are really grateful, we are really thankful for all the sustenance that he has given to us. You know, means avyakt sustenance, sakar sustenance. Even today, Baba's sustenance through ancestor souls is so much. Nobody else in the world can get such powerful sustenance as we do in this confluence age. Now the second part of the topic today is about making return journey. Now we know that, you know, we are all actors here and we have come to play our part. We are on journey. So, the journey has to come to an end. Even the world clock, if you look at the world clock, world cycle, what is the time it is showing now? 1 minute. Now the scientists say only 30 seconds left for the final doomsday. Only that much, according to the preparation in the world. So are we ready to go home? Are you ready? How many of you ready to return home? What preparations have you made? Because you need to make preparations, isn't it? Even when you want to come to Madhuban, preparation starts, isn't it? Booking ticket, reservation, packing suitcase, collecting things, so many preparations we have to make. So, if I want to return home, and that too, with Baba, not in the procession party. Nobody would like to go in the procession party. Everyone would like to go with Baba hand in hand as Baba's companion. So what preparation we have to make? So first of all, I need to again have an attitude of unlimited disinterest towards this world. You know, many times Baba says, see but don't see, hear but don't listen. Even whatever you see with these eyes, look at it as if it's already destroyed. All are dead. So give the vision as this world as a graveyard. So it is only then you can develop an attitude of unlimited disinterest. We do have, but temporary, you know, when somebody leaves the body, you go to the crematorium, that time you have some disinterest. But then as soon as you come out, it's finished. But this is like permanent, to have that vision. Already finished, everything is turned into dust. I am dead. The whole world is dead. It's only then I can create that attitude of unlimited disinterest that, you know, I have to go home. So this mantra, ab ghar jana hai, now I have to go home. This should be ringing in our ears constantly. It's time to go. It's time to go. That's why Baba says whether you are young or old, all are in the stage of retirement. It's no discrimination between age or sex. So when you think about returning, how you are going to return? With your body? We did not bring the body. So the first preparation, I have to become bodiless. That is why in most of the Muralis these days, Baba is asking us to practice bodiless stage. Videhi stage, incorporeal stage a lot. So every now and then, at least once in every hour, I should try and see whether I can become totally bodiless. Because when I am bodiless, I can fly beyond gravity in no time. You know? Because sometimes Baba says, how long a soul will take when it leaves the body to go into another body? It's the fastest rocket. It can go anywhere in splits of a second. So because the velocity of light is faster, you know, than any other speed. So I must train myself to practice being bodiless, which means die alive. Die alive. You become bodiless only when you die. So practice being bodiless, die alive, several times during the day. So when it is time, the bell ring, I am ready. So how do I know I am bodiless at any time during the day? It's not that you will become unconscious, but I become bodiless means I go beyond. Being beyond is being bodiless. You go beyond name, beyond age, beyond sex, beyond time, beyond gravity. Just being light. So try to practice it in preparation to go home. Because I came as a being of light, I have to go in that same form. So as much possible, let us inculcate this practice, even in the midst of being busy. Don't give excuse of being busy. In the busy schedule, I have to practice. Then only it is possible that I can leave my body and go straight to Parandam via subtle region. The other preparation I need to make for my return journey is power to pack up. When you migrate from one country to another country, what do? You start to pack up, wind up, isn't it? Your business, your property, your belongings, as much as possible, so that when you migrate, you are not going to come back again to that place. So try to practice the power to pack up. What it means to power to pack up? It means three things. One is to put full stop in 1 second to the past. If you can do that, that means you have mastered power to pack up. Experiment. Not more than a second it should take. Power to pack up, applying full stop to the past in a second. Secondly, power to pack up means expansion into essence. Merge expansion into essence. Don't beat around the bush. Don't waste your time in going into details. This is what Brahma Baba did. He did not speak much at all. One word would give the answer for a long question. Expansion into essence. And thirdly, making mountain into a molehill. Don't exaggerate things. Don't make things, you know, enlarged so that you draw the attention of others towards you. You know, there are many people who want to exaggerate things so that they can draw the attention of others towards them. That is not good. So as much as possible, live in the present. That is in one word, power to pack up. Neither past nor future. Because we know that the present will become past and the future will become the present anyway. Right? So practice. this power to pack up. Don't go into expansion. So that is why Baba says sometimes in Sakar Murli, don't give birth to any more children. Because now it is time to pack up. You cannot enlarge your relationship anymore. Right? So as much as possible. And when I think of return journey, I think about silence a lot. You know, because we have to go home via subtle region. We cannot go home to Parandam directly. You know that, right? When we came straight from Parandam to corporeal world. Subtle region did not exist at that time. Subtle region was created in the confluence age only for Brahmins. And so we have to go via subtle region to Parandam. So we have to have the experience of avyakt silence. Now I have been experimenting in the month of January what it means to have avyakt silence. It means living with signals. Signals through your eyes, signals through your face, signal through your vibrations. That is how angels operate in the subtle region. Lot of activities goes on, but no word is used. But through eyes, through vibration, through expression on the face. So while performing action, experiencing this kind of silence of the mind is called avyakt silence. Silent language. So if you want to return home, first of all you have to learn silent language. As much as possible, silence. You know? So that I am able to stay in the subtle region longer and understand Baba's signals. And then from the subtle region, we go to the soul world. So soul world is sweet silence. The silence of the soul world is totally different from the silence of the subtle region. Have you experienced? Yes? The silence of the soul world is blissful. Because the soul in the silent world is perfect. It's full. It's complete. So it is Bapsaman, God-like. So you are. You don't think I am a soul in the soul world. You don't think I am a body. I am not a body. You are. It's a being stage. So try to stay in the soul world while you are in the body here longer and longer. You know, take yourself, experience avyakt silence in your action, and when you are not performing action, leave the light body in the subtle region, become bodiless, incorporeal, stay with point of light Baba in the soul world, enjoying blissful, sweet silence. Because that silence actually empowers the soul, you know, it is like being in the peak, in the tower. So you are not only experiencing being in the soul world, but you are serving through your vibrations of light and might to the whole world. Because you are in the peak. You are in the tower. So that is why Baba has been telling us in Sakar Murlis, Avyakt Murlis, as much as possible, silence. That is going to remind us that now it is time to go home. And the third important preparation is to come close to Karmatit stage. See, some Brahmins think we can only attain Karmatit stage when we leave our body. So what is the point of experiencing Karmatit stage after you leave the body? We saw Brahma Baba practically in the Karmatit stage when he was in the body, 93 years old Baba. So I need to experience Karmatit stage when I am in the body in preparation to go home. Because the soul in the soul world is Karmatit. It doesn't perform any action, no karma to settle. It's Karmatit. So what is the definition of Karmatit? All karmic accounts settled. No account left. So that means, while I am in the body, in this field of action, I need to pay attention not to perform any vikarmas, sinful actions. Every now and then Baba is pulling our ears these days in the Murli. Brahmins are still performing wrong action, bad action, sinful action, you know, after having knowledge. So we have to be very careful not to add more to our accounts of karma. We have to settle them. No, I remember once I asked Dadi Janki this question. Is it possible for Brahmins in the confluence age to perform neutral action? Akarma. So Dadi's answer was yes and no. Yes, because if you have settled all your vikarmas and you have excess of sukarma, good karma in your account, then it is possible that you can perform akarma. But no, because you have not settled your vikarmas, so you cannot think about akarma. So if you want to really go home with Baba as a companion, holding Baba's hand, you have to make sure you are in Karmatit stage. Which means all my karmic accounts settled. So now we can settle karmic accounts in three ways. One is by suffering, you know, through physical ailments, whatever, we cannot, there is no excuse for anyone. Even Brahma Baba, even Mamma, Dadis, everyone have to settle karmic accounts through the body. So that is one thing. Second thing is, I can finish my 63 births karmas through power of yoga, fire of yoga. My yoga has to be so powerful that I can incinerate all my sins. And the third is, you can erase. There are certain karmas you can erase, you know, like, you record something in a cassette, and if you record something on the top, the other one is erased. So you can perform more and more charitable action, more and more good action. So some of the actions that you have performed in the past can be erased. So you can use all three methods because time is short. So that no karma is left to be settled. You know, that is why they say karmati stage means changing karma bhog into karma yog. What it means, you have pain in the body, but you don't feel the sorrow in the mind. That is called changing karma bhog into karma yog. So then it becomes like a crucifix from, you know, pinprick. So if I really aware that it is time to go home, not much time left, so I have to pay lot of attention to the action, quality action that I perform during the day. Action does not mean that you have to use your hand and feet. Nowadays the philosophy of karma is very subtle. Even if I am thinking bad about someone, you know, I am thinking impure about someone, that is also account of karma in my account. If I am listening to somebody talking bad about someone, that is also sin. Why should I listen when I know it's not my business? So I have to pay a lot of attention to the type of action I perform so that I become lighter and lighter and lighter. You know, because I have to be lighter in weight, lighter in form to fly in a second. I can't carry any burden. And another very important aspect to return home with Baba is complete purity. You know, we came as a pure soul. Sato Pradhan. You know, no stain, nothing. We were completely pure, God-like. You know, God is ever pure. We were pure. But by performing action on the stage, we have accumulated a lot of impurity. So now I have to make sure I remove those impurities through the fire of yoga. Because impurities can be incinerated only through the fire. Purification only through the fire. That is why Baba says volcanic yoga, fire of yoga. You know, there are two ways to go home. Anywhere, everyone has to go. This is our return ticket, return journey, whether I want or not. But if I want to go with honor, then I have to make sure I have complete purity. Purity in thoughts, purity in words, purity in action, relationship, even in dream. Even if I have impure thoughts, that is a sign I have impure sanskara. Dreams are nothing but reflection of my subconscious mind. And so I just need to check, you know, what level of purity I have. Can I go with Baba? Baba is ever pure. You know? So do I have that much of purity to hold hand in hand with ever pure God and go home? So whatever is not purity, I need to remove it with realization and transformation, which is very, very important. Then I return to my Sato Pradhan stage. I'm not sure whether all of you have been to the soul world recently. How many of you visited soul world recently? Raise your hand. In meditation? This morning, how many of you visited soul world? Very few. Where did you go? You stayed here only? Maybe you try today sometime. you see something very special in the soul world. You know, the region, golden red light, the region is very vast. But the soul world is like an inverted tree. In that vast golden red light region, and in that inverted tree of souls, those of us, as Baba said, who have become Brahmins in this confluence age, of course, in the soul world, everybody has a fixed place. Nobody can take anybody else's place. So when you go to the soul world, you observe where is your place in the inverted tree. How close you are to Shiv Baba. And how bright you are. Because Baba said those who have become Brahmins, this is the two speciality. Even though all souls in the soul world are illuminated, but the brightness of the souls of the confluence age is brighter than others because of purity. And secondly, close to the sun, close to the moon, sun and the moon. Because now we are close, so that closeness is shown in the form of being close to the sun and the moon in the soul world. So, I mean, I have experienced it several times and I really enjoy that, you know. It's like exclusive, exclusive meeting of I, the soul, point of light, with Baba, the seed. You see, we can only experience seed stage when we are in the soul world. You can experience angelic stage in the subtle region. You can experience other stages when you are in the corporeal world. But if you want to experience seed stage, you need to make yourself full. Knowledge full, peace full, bliss full. Full, merciful. The more full I become, the faster I fly. Because you become lighter. And the nearer, the closer you will be to Shiv Baba, Bap Dada, the souls, the first souls. And so if I want to make my preparation, you know, to go to the soul world and be so close to Baba, what I need to practice while I'm here is to make myself full, you know, with all relationships with Baba, all attainments from Baba, all virtues, all powers. So the fuller you become, the faster you fly. There is nothing that is going to stop you. Because, see, when we come down from the soul world for the first time on this earth in golden age, what is the description given to the deities? 16 celestial degrees complete, completely viceless, you know, all virtuous, this is the kind of praise that is given. That means I return home with that qualification. So when I come down, I just come down with those qualities and I enter into the Sato Pradhan body. So we need to check ourselves what virtue is missing. Even if I have 7 powers, so 1 power is missing, so something is lacking. I cannot fly faster. So I should not take it for granted. Doesn't matter, I have 7 powers, I can manage. No, if you want to become Bhaksaman, you need to have all powers, all virtues in full percentage. Always. That is what Baba says, the sign of golden age soul is Sada. Always, constant. The sign of silver age soul is Kabhi Kabhi. Sometime. So you want to be in which list? Sada, right? Constant. Even today, Murali Baba said, those who inculcate knowledge, they are always constant. Consistency. So I just need to check myself. And I tell you one signal we get, what we are lacking. Sometimes if I don't know how to check. See, we keep getting test. We keep getting circumstances only for that power, that virtue. Say you lack tolerance. So you will always be placed in a place with that person who you have to tolerate. Always. So sometimes we don't understand why. Because I am lacking tolerance. So Baba is giving me so many opportunities to fill myself with that power. So whichever power we are lacking, we are placed in a situation, in such company, in such atmosphere where we have opportunity to practice. So take it as a good sign, not to blame someone. You know, the other day somebody sent me an email asking me, sister, what can I do? My neighbors upstairs always make noise whole night, moving things. I cannot sleep. So what is the solution? I cannot even have Amrit Vela. So I said, this is the test for your tolerance. So you cannot go and tell them, don't move your things because you want to have Amrit Vela. So I need to use that situation as a examination paper to increase my power of tolerance. Just like one of the definition we give for tolerance is living happily with a noisy neighbor. That is the definition. If you can live happily with a noisy neighbor, that means you have tolerance. So you can tolerate. You are not doing it forcefully, naturally. So that sister wrote me back after a few days, oh, it's working. Otherwise, we try to blame people, you know. They are disturbing me. Actually, no. It's an opportunity for me. So what I mean to say is the soul in the soul world before coming was full. Nothing was lacking. That is why the expression that is used for Brahmin life is, now you fly in 1 second. Be in the soul world with Baba and nothing else for 3 minutes. Did you enjoy being in the soul world? Actually, just for your information, before we came into Gyan, 2 bells have already rang to warn us it's time, but we didn't know. Now only the final bell has to ring for the train to move. First bell rang when Mama became avyakt. That was one warning. It's time to go home. That was in 1965. Second bell rang when Brahma Baba became avyakt in 1969. Now, 60 seconds left for doomsday, they say. Huh? So which means the third bell can go any time. That is why Mama used to say, consider every moment as the last moment. Prepare yourself in such a way, nothing, no one can pull my intellect. So that is why we just need to make sure we don't create new accounts. As much as possible, be ever ready. Ever ready means what? Ready on time, if not before time. Not wait for the time to prepare you. Then those who wait for the time to prepare you, they go in the procession party. Anyway, Baba is not going to leave anyone here. You know, everyone has to return home before the new age comes. Now, I think all of you know, most of the souls from the soul world are here. Almost. Maybe some souls are still arriving, but very few. So the moment all souls are here, at the same time, the souls will go home. Soul world will not be empty anytime. That is for sure, Baba has mentioned. Soul world will not be empty. As the souls come down, the souls start returning. But the door for the soul world has to open. Now it is not open yet, even if you want to go. Yeah, if you want to go, if you leave your body also, you have to take rebirth. Huh? You can't go. But once the door is open, journey starts. The bell rings. So that is why I have to be alert and ever ready for sudden things happening. It could happen anyway, you know, anytime. So that is why Baba says, never procrastinate. You know, Baba's slogan was, Brahma Baba's slogan was, whatever you want to do tomorrow, do it today. Whatever you want to do today, do it now. Now or never. Delay is danger. So this is why I have to now pay a lot of attention to see myself and see Baba. Close your eyes to see the third person. Because if I spend all my time judging other people, I will not have any more time to make effort. And of course, I have to make sure, you know, in the name of serving others, I should not deny myself from serving myself. One thing I have noticed recently, any service that we do without doing self-service, that service brings lot of obstacles. Any service based on self-service is always obstacle-free. Because when you have attention on yourself, you already correct yourself and change yourself. So that helps a lot. So that is why time is not going to wait for anybody. Time is moving with its own speed. One lesson you can learn from the time teacher also. And that is, what is the speciality of time? It never looks back. Have you seen time going backwards? No. It's always moving forward. So copy time. Don't look back. Not even 1 second. Past is past. Learn lesson from the past. correct the present and brighten your future. Even if you have made a mistake, yes, realize your mistake and don't repeat it again and move forward. You know, some Brahmins are there who make mistake and who really repent guilty for a long, long time. They don't know how to forgive themselves and waste a lot of time. Know to forgive yourself, because the one who knows to forgive themselves also know to forgive others. You know, to forgive myself means to be spiritual. To forgive others means to allow others to be spiritual. Today also Baba said, you know, if somebody who is agyani gets angry, or even jnani also gets angry, forgive them. Because at the time of anger, they are not jnanis. They are agyanis. So just like an agyani, we forgive if they get angry, right? So even though they are jnanis, but when they are under the influence of anger, they are not jnanis. So you have mercy and forgiveness for them. So the benefit of forgiving is you can have good thinking for yourself and good wishes for others. So this is something what Baba said today is very, very useful. You know, having good thinking for myself allows me to have good wishes for others. So if I can forgive myself, then I can forgive others. So just learn lesson from the past. Don't brood about the past. Correct the present and brighten the future. They always say past is for wisdom. Present is for action. Future is for our learning lessons. So let me not look back. Learn lesson from the time teacher. And the way I lead my Brahmin life, let other people get the signal, it's time to go home. You know, in a school, when the last bell rings, when the school is over, how the children know it is now to go home? They know the bell rang, they start packing up their bag, parents are waiting to pick them up. They are so anxious to run. So Baba is waiting for us in the subtle region. He is waiting for 55 years since he became avyat. We haven't really responded to him. So let us respond to Baba by getting ourselves ready, pack up bag and baggage. Bag means surrender my body, mind and wealth to Baba. Baggage means my nature, my habits, my sanskara, everything, surrender, and I'm ready, just waiting for the signal to go. So that is the condition of the effort now. So never think that because you have come late, you cannot make fast effort. Anyone can go ahead and reach Karmati stage, become Bhaksaman, become full and complete and fly with Baba. So make some of these affirmations in your mind before you go and sit in front of Avyat Bap Dada tomorrow. Tomorrow is an auspicious date, 16. For us, Jnani soul, 16 is very important. So make effort, you know, so Baba can be pleased to see you wherever you are sitting. So I wish all of you a wonderful meeting with Bap Dada tomorrow. And I hope that this time when you leave Madhuban and return home, people will get a lot of inspiration from your practical life without speaking. It's time. It is time to go home. Om Shanti. Is there anyone who has any question, burning question? Yes? we don't have a mic here. They will give mic. Come. You have to speak in the mic, otherwise people won't hear. Come in the front. Introduce yourself, where you are from, and can speak in English. Yeah.
Om Shanti. Name of the body is Ashita, visiting from Michigan, USA. And I always enjoy and learn many things from Didis Palna. I have a question. What are the charitable actions? Can you give examples that can erase the vikarma?
See, charitable action means action done without any selfish motive. So sometimes we do charity, but there is a selfish motive. My name will be glorified. My name will be printed. People will applaud me, you know. I will get praise. Subtle desire. So charity means performing action even at the cost of my sacrifice. This is the difference between donation and charity. Donation, anybody can give. When you have something extra, say money or time or food, you have enough for yourself. Extra, you make use of it by giving it to others. That is good action, but not elevated action. Charity is sometimes you help others, you at the cost of your sacrifice. You know? So it is like a selfless elevated action at the cost of my sacrifice. Like for example, Dadi Janki, she used to, have her breakfast at 11 o'clock, lunch at 3 o'clock, always available to listen to people, to talk to people, to serve people. So at the cost of her body, she was serving people. So it is not donation, it's an act of charity. Same thing with Brahma Baba. You know, Baba used to sacrifice his time of sleep and give time to children to listen to them, to talk to them. So it's an act of elevated action of charity. At the cost of your sacrifice, you do something good for others. Yeah? Thank you. Okay, one more if there is anyone. Otherwise, we will... Yes?